Morning.
First text of the day. Less of the bank holiday talk nonsense, Moles. It's not a holiday weekend in Scotland.
I haven't started yet. When was that sent in?
That was sent at 6:54 and 5 seconds.
I don't start till 6:55. I haven't said anything about the bank holiday week. How the hell can someone think that Annie is me?
Well, it'd be a massive compliment to her.
Mm. But, you know... We even get grief now when we're not on the air. So it's not a bank holiday weekend in Scotland?
Apparently not.
Well, that's a disgrace. I think it should be. Just don't go to work. If you're listening anywhere in Scotland, just don't bother going. And just, you know, when you go back to work on Tuesday and they go, where were you? Just go, oh, I completely forgot. Sorry about that. I travelled down to England and just got so carried away with their bank holiday weekend shenanigans, I forgot to come back to go to work.
That's the way forward, yeah.
But for the rest of us then, it is a bank holiday. Hooray! So this is our last show until Tuesday morning, and that's why we're all in a bloody good mood.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
It's 6:56. Friday, 26th of August, 2005. Good morning.
Can't hear my ears tonight, baby.
Jamiroquai and Canty, great record. I've just gone through some of the emails because we've had a lot in the last 24 hours, right? And I've noticed this is quite odd. We have a lot of people emailing in Australia, which we never really talk about Australia, but there's a lot of people listening in Australia. So I'll mention some Australians later. Well, mainly Brits living in Australia, which is quite bizarre.
They're ahead of us, aren't they? You know, in terms of time, obviously.
Chris on the email emailed in saying, did Folk Face split up today, this sent last night, because you had nothing else to fill the best of the podcast?
That's very cynical.
Horrible thing.
And actually goes against the mood of the nation.
Yeah.
There's about 200 plus comments on there, sad Folk Face fans.
Mm. They really were sad Folk Face fans, weren't they? Somebody on eBay is selling cheap rip-offs of our Roy Walker t-shirts.
Technically illegal.
Just hope that you've gained Roy Walker's permission to use the image.
Mm.
Let alone the BBC and us.
Did we get his permission?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite imperative.
There's a picture of him online endorsing it, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
He's not endorsing it.
He's not.
Blackpool.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, of ours. Oh, ours, yeah. Those ours, yeah. I thought you meant these cheap...
No.
Cheap imitation copies.
Ray Walker.
That being...
He's Scottish.
Beware of shoddy imitation.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, don't, you know, just don't buy any of the cheap ones. And then as well as that, somebody's on eBay selling one of my albums. I've never released an album.
Oh, that's the one. There's a great track on there, actually, which I don't think you ever called it, but it's a beautiful title, The Oasis Parody. Have you seen it on there?
Don't Look Back, You...
Yeah.
Do you know, there are a lot of parodies going around on the web that are credited to me that are nothing to do with me at all. You know, and some quite kind of famous ones that have, you know... However, that this album really does have some of the classic Chris Moore's parodies on there, despite the fact that it's highly illegal. But I like the fact that it's been... anyway, well, I can't talk about it. Because it just doesn't bother me.
It's a job for our legal eagles, isn't it?
Exactly. You'll be hearing from somebody soon. It just seems to sell anything, do you know what I mean? It doesn't, you know. Look at this, you know. 62-year-old man for sale.
Is that Roy Walker again or not?
See, Dave is sporting the future Roy Walker legend t-shirt this morning.
It's not very nice, is it?
Well, it's all right. It suits you.
Oh, thanks. No.
Anyway, good morning. Shapeshifters and David Gray coming up next after we get some news and some sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's 2 minutes past seven.
All eyes on Group G in the Champions League. Then after Liverpool beat Chelsea.
Did you almost say Group G then?
Yes, I did almost say
Group Hello.
G. Yes. Then after Liverpool beat Chelsea. The pair met in the semi-finals last season and we don't like to talk about what happened there.
It's now 5 minutes past seven.
Morning. So, as I said, I'm just trying to get through some of these emails because we've got a lot. Gareth James has sent us an email. Okay? With an event which may be of interest to our listeners, we do hope so. That's what it says. It's the upcoming Celebrity Academy. Please call me for any interviews, quotes, etc. that you may require. So, Rachel, as producer, you need to pay attention to this.
Yes.
Just in case there's any interviews or quotes that we may require, okay? Shall I read the press release to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to make it on reality TV? From the first airing of Big Brother in 2000, the British public have been enthralled by the phenomena that is reality TV. Our obsession with the public pursuit of fame has resulted in a series of hit TV shows like Big Brother, Fame Academy, Pop Idol and X Factor. Blah, 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 blah. If you think you have what it takes and would like to learn from industry experts the art of making the big impressions, then the creation of Celebrity Academy is for you. It will include a series of workshops delivered by reality TV experts such as Nasty Nick from Big Brother and Heat magazine editor Mark Frith. Steve Brookstein, the winner of X Factor, will also deliver a performance and masterclass.
Brilliant.
To round the day off with a live show. Isn't that brilliant?
Mm. That sounds like
fun. We should get some interviews from Steve Brookstein.
Mm. The workshop will cover inspiring but practical topics. Now the word practical. Such as the psychology of fame, image and camera presence, what the public sees, and other great bits. They've all got titles. They're like chapters of a book.
Shall we send Aled?
Yeah.
He'd love it.
He'd love to be on reality TV, wouldn't he?
Well,
find out what the camera sees.
Mm. I'd hold that thought there because the premiere package, including the celebrity party, cost only £149.
Let's not bother.
I don't think we should say
he's
that.
Fine, isn't he?
Though we could take that £149 and spend it down the pub.
Mm.
However, Dominic, if you fancy having a go there.
It's fine.
Teaches you how to become a celebrity. Luke, JK and Joel are going.
They're going, are they?
Yeah. Oh. They're not speaking. They're going. They paid the way. They're going to go. Yeah. They really want to learn how to be famous from Steve Brookstone. You've got to love that, haven't you? So it's Reading and Leeds festivals this weekend. What can you tell us about Reading and Leeds? Some exciting news.
Who do you want to know? Who's headlining?
No, what news have you got? What's the big news that you and Toby have conjured up for the Reading and Leeds festivals this weekend? Come on, what's the exciting news? Come on.
There's lots of bands playing, including The Killers.
What's the news? What's the news, man?
What do you mean, what's the news?
Come on, what's the news?
Marilyn Manson might be his last ever gig.
Wow, is that new news?
Yeah.
Is that exclusive to our show?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
No.
No.
But he might be.
No. Right. What else?
And it's happening in Leeds and Reading.
Brilliant.
Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Is it true that you have no Reading or Leeds information because you've used it all over the past few days? And you've got no new information about Reading and Leeds. That's what I heard.
No, that's not true.
That's what I heard. Radio One have plugged Reading and Leeds so much, we've run out of Reading and Leeds news. We've done it all.
I'm going.
Are you?
Reading, yeah. Put that in your bulletin.
See? Oh, okay. Put that in. I already gave Toby the fact that my mum and dad are going because it's their wedding anniversary this weekend and I'm getting them Leeds tickets.
My two flatmates are going.
There you go.
See, this is all good for it. Flatmates.
Now, do you want people to text in?
If they're going.
Yeah, if they're waking up now about to go, or if they're there already, you're allowed to camp at the festival Thursday night. So they might be there already. They might be able to walk around and tell you what you can have for breakfast.
Yes.
If there are any stores up and running.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah?
Yes.
So if you are going to Reading or Leeds, or you're there already, can you just text in some information to Dominic or Toby that you see? It's got to be factual. You can't make it up. And obviously, don't forget to start your message with the word news. Like that?
Thank you very much.
Will that work? Will that go into
the news folder? Helpful, yeah.
Yeah.
Just some colour from the site, you know, what it's like, how many people
maybe
are there, what the weather's like.
Maybe you've just arrived and there's no traffic.
Yes. Which is on the busiest day of the year, apparently. Today's the busiest day of the year on the roads, according to Garrison.
81199 and start your message with the word news. So it helps you out there.
Thank you very much.
You're winning like a Grammy for this or something, whatever you get.
You're warm under the duvet. You're listening in the shower. You're running late again. You must be there in half an hour. You might be going to work. It may be school or college. So drink your tea and eat your toast and don't forget the porridge.
That's the David Gray track there, The One I Love. I'm going to play that for you if you've only got one eye. And maybe you're the love of somebody, which is nice, isn't it? Good. Love it. It's 18 minutes past the big hour of 7 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. This is how little we have in the show today. Rachel's menu notes include the fact that it's 4 months to Christmas. That's how little we have in the show.
It was exactly spot on 4 months to Christmas yesterday, actually.
Yeah, why does it say that today?
Well, because it's about 4 months. Now it's 120 days to go.
Today must be 4 months to Boxing Day, then.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
Something to think about, really, though. This is the last bank holiday weekend we're going to have, obviously, in England.
But we only have about three, Christmas. Anyway. We don't have enough bank holiday weekends.
And here's another thing, is why do they go and lump them together? They should spread them out better, because isn't there two in May?
Yeah, yeah. I like
that's
that,
just
though.
Daft. They should, like, you know, do one in March or something. Then you've got Easter in March, haven't you? Or is that April?
Yes.
Look, the UK should get together as one, and any kind of, you know, Saint Day or any kind of celebration that we can... you know, jump on, we yeah. should have that well, as a day off.
Scotland have bank holidays at different points to England,
see,
so we should all
we should
just,
have theirs, and then they
we should all share, yeah.
Absolutely.
Also, because we're all Europeans now, we should have all the French and German ones, and Swedish and stuff. No, seriously, because we should all celebrate each other's cultures.
Yeah. I think it's racist that we that Scotland can't, you know, yeah. have a day off on
we
Monday.
We should recognise Bastille Day and stuff.
Mm. I think, really, if you are Scottish... I mean, what happens if you're Scottish and you live in England? You're allowed the day off, right?
Yeah.
That's not fair. So I think all of Scotland should just not go to work on Monday. Yeah. By the way, if that causes any kind of problems, I never said that. So there you go. Thank you.
Do they get a day off for Burns Night as well? The Scots.
I'm sure somebody will tell us.
If Scotland play, if the national team play a football game and don't lose, the next day everyone's allowed to have off. Apparently that's the law. Yeah. Set by Billy Connolly.
Good morning, Scotland.
And Rod Stewart. Speaking of football, by the way, Barclays Premiership match on Sunday. Middlesbrough versus Charlton. We got some tickets.
And we're going to give them away.
That's right. We'd be giving them to you. But you've got to be a Middlesbrough fan. My next door neighbour's a Middlesbrough fan, but I don't know if he's up listening at 7:20 in the morning.
Is he the one you get on with or not?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not the fella on the other side
not
of the fence you had the Barney with.
Not the other side, no. Who I think now has worked out that I'd talk about him on the air, and there's no conversation there whatsoever now.
You still have the, to live upstairs?
No, do you know, it turned out...
Were they or not?
No.
Those two women?
No. There were a couple of women who lived, let's say, near me, for legal reasons, that I was convinced were
women.
And, no, they're not.
They're just mates?
Yeah. So...
I used to share with my friends.
Yeah, but no, I know, but they look like they could be a couple. And, no, because one of them...
How can you tell?
Well, you know...
You just can.
You can. I mean, without going down any stereotypical route.
Well, actually, Rachel has a point. Maybe I can't, because one of them's now married. So...
Yeah.
I don't think she's doing it anymore.
Mm.
Maybe she never was. I don't know.
Some are, aren't they? Some sort of go through a phase.
Oh,
no, I didn't. No. No, 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 no.
Sweeping statement, 7:21.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
People experiment sometimes.
There you go. Write that down in the book, 7:21. All lesbians could get married.
No, I didn't say that. Not at all. I retract any kind of... incineration of that issue.
Anyway.
It's 120 days to Christmas.
Yeah.
Would you like to go to the Middlesbrough game? If you're listening in Middlesbrough and you're a Big Borough fan, would you like to go to the game on Sunday? If so, we'll give you a pair of tickets. if Jocelyn likes the sound of your voice. All you got to do is call up and say that you want them. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Middlesbrough tickets for the Borough-Cheltenham game Sunday from the Barclays Premiership. Give us a ring now. 08700 100 100. If Joss likes the sound of you, you are going. Gwen Stefani and Cool at Radio 1. I like that track. I really do. I didn't like it at first, and I do now. But I say that about every single track now, so...
It's a grower.
There you go. I think so.
It does sound like Climbing Fisher, though, doesn't it?
In your head only. 7.26, then, Friday morning. I can't wait for the weekend. Monday off. Monday, brilliant. Wake up, nothing to do, get in the car, sit in traffic for 4.5 hours. Brilliant. Get to the end of your road. Brilliant. The new podcast went on last night, the best of our show from the week, which you can download from Radio 1
online.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you don't have an MP3 player to listen to your podcast on, you can just listen to it out of your speakers on your computer, because you can just download it and listen to it anyway. And it really is a remarkable show.
I was listening to mine last night.
What?
My
MP3 player.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
What were you listening to?
I was listening to... Because...
You've got some great tracks on there.
No, well, I've got more now, you see.
Have
it's
you?
Been updated. Yes, because the wife has got a computer.
Ah.
And she has put more stuff on there.
All right, fine. So, at home?
Yes. Well, right. No, in the office she did it.
Okay.
But I was listening to Ian Brown.
So I don't need to do... I don't need to...
Well, I thought I was going to need your help, but she's come back, and it's now chock full of great music.
I bought him an MP3 player, a baby one, a mini one, and put some great tracks on there for you, didn't I?
Nick Kershaw's on there. Yeah.
Well, did I put any Level 42 on?
No, okay. Hate Level 42.
Oh, I should have put Level 42 on.
What else is on there?
Lots of Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
For your last.
Yeah, she enjoys that. The greatest hits and every album he's ever done.
Pretty much.
Yep. Embrace.
These are all albums that you own anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, it's now got all sorts of things.
The only thing, I knew what albums you had, so I was looking in my collection to see what albums I had that you had, so it's all legally fine and no one can get us. The only sad thing is I didn't have any Celine Dion like you do. Couldn't put any of her on there.
It's not mine, though.
Say that. It's got a big sticker saying Property of Dave on it.
I bought it, though, for, you know, my last show.
Good singer. A good voice, not a lead singer. Even though he's slightly miserable when I met him at Top of the Pops. Caesars and Jerk It Out on Radio 1. Reading and Leeds Festival this weekend. If you are going, we want to hear from you. Send us a message saying what you've seen so far or who you're looking forward to seeing. Some bit of information about Reading and Leeds that is personal to you. Send it to 81199, 81199, and start your message with the word news.
Thank you very much.
Because Dominic has no new news about Reading and Leeds.
We've used it all up.
Yeah. Freemasons coming up, and Nickelback as well, Dave. Wow. Great to hear him again. Chad Jackson or whatever his
name
is.
Chad Kroeger, wicked.
That's what I said, yeah. I hear the voice get wicked. Now it's 7:32. Dean Richards, you are going to see your beloved Borough at the weekend. Congratulations.
Well done, Dean.
Just like the sound of you, so you get the tickets. He's going to be taking the wife. She's never been before. So she's, wow, that'd be a brilliant game. First ever football game for her, Middlesbrough-Cheltenham.
Mm.
Good luck. Anyway, well done, Dean. Have a good time. He sprays cars for a living and likes to colour red. Beep, beep, one road
travel, Dominic Byrne. It's a first for one road travel. It's motorway telephone news this morning. On the M11 in Essex, the emergency phones have packed up. That's between Junction 7 at Harlow and Junction 9 at Duxford. So now you know. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. 7:36 now.
Yeah! This is Radio 1. Hot diggity dog.
Good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Are you feeling this version of Willie?
No.
Right. Rid in the curves.
Carrie?
Not really, no.
It's not Waylon Jennings, is it?
Someday the mountain might
get up, but the Lord never will. Who's he?
It's hard to do a version of this, though, and make it.
She's done all right, to be fair, hasn't it?
What are you laughing at, Dominic?
Oh, you git.
What?
What?
Yeah, have you got it?
What?
Got what?
Nothing. I'm keeping quiet in case you haven't.
All right, okay. Shall I tell the truth? No.
Good.
But we heard a story about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said, I'll explain it later, and they never called me back later.
Did they not? Okay.
No. Can you explain then what it is?
Toby and I, yesterday morning, on our downtime,
right,
we'd call it, after the hectic schedule of the breakfast show.
To explain, Toby is obviously
Toby,
you know, your news editor.
Who sort of is in charge of the news and all that sort of stuff. We found ourselves in a studio upstairs, along with Mickey, who presses all the buttons for Newsbeat.
Right.
At 12:45 and 5:45. Mickey said, why don't you record you and Toby singing the Dukes of Hazzard theme tune? So we thought, that sounds like a good idea.
So you did that?
We did that.
Were you playing instruments, or was it just...
No, we were just singing.
Right. Wow.
Mm.
Okay, sorry, I missed the beginning of that. Why?
For no reason. We had 20 minutes to kill, and you may as well sing the Dukes of Hazzard theme if you've got 20 minutes to kill.
Genius.
It was what, Mickey's idea, was it?
Yeah.
Has he got it somewhere?
Has he got what?
If he's got
a copy of it.
If it's his idea, he'll have taped it.
Mickey will have it, yeah, probably. Yeah. Because we'd seen the film, we were talking about the film, and Mickey said, oh, you should sing.
What time's he in today?
Oh, no, possibly not even in today.
Really?
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, that's all right. What time will it be in Tuesday?
Late.
Really?
I thought, yeah.
Okay.
11-ish.
What was the version like? Is it like the original?
It was like the... Although Mickey actually went to town on it in production way. He was a bit like, Brian Eno.
Right.
Where he put clips of the film...
Did he?
After every line and stuff.
Blimey.
It's a real bummer that we don't have a copy.
I know. It's a... You haven't, have you?
Hey?
Have you got it? No.
Yeah, we might do. Do you want to hear it?
No.
We'll get it, though. We'll get it. Don't you worry.
You have to wait till next week.
No, you don't. Okay, stand by, boys. Is it this?
Yeah. Now, remember when somebody sent in that Trisha remix?
Yes.
And it was horrendous?
Yeah.
Cue this. Okay, stand by, boys. We're on
tape now. Roger.
Who's that? Is that Toby or you?
That was Toby.
Roger.
We're being American.
Oh, my God.
Toby, come in here.
I'm married and a dad, Carrie. It's tragic.
It is very sad. Shouldn't we save this for peak time?
Oh, we can play it three or four times, I would suggest.
I'd get rid of it early.
It's going to get played every 15 minutes.
Mm.
Toby, hi, how are you? How old are you?
28.
28. Are you single? Are you married?
Married.
Married. Do you have any kids?
Several.
Yeah. What did you study? Did you A levels?
Yes.
You do a degree?
Yep.
Yeah. What's your job? What's your main title?
I am a senior broadcast journalist.
Wow, okay. For the BBC, which
is... the BBC.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, can you just say the word Roger for me?
Roger.
Okay. Okay, stand by, boys. We're on
tape now. Roger.
You better be reading my name tag, Frank.
I noticed your initials were double D.
Just the good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Jesse, I might just have to warm some up for you.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Are you doing comedies?
Oh my God, Toby!
Toby, we took this so seriously. Toby... We recorded this and then Toby went, do you know what?
Did you overdub?
It's lacking something. I need to go high. Then he went up there and stuff.
Oh my God.
This didn't just happen. This wasn't just thrown together.
God. You're trained journalists.
I know. Well,
you have far too much time on your hands.
No, we don't, actually.
Straining the curve.
Don't you know you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day?
Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
No, I'm not kidding.
Making their way.
Way.
The only way they know how.
Hold your hands up.
I never get tired of hearing him say that.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
This is painful. Yeah.
Just for good old boys. Good old boys. Roger, you know what he's like.
Oh, man.
Fighting the system like a true modern-day Robin Hood.
Bing. And you did this on company time.
Listen.
In a BBC studio.
We found the new email attachment to go around the world to
extremely important BBC journalists making an arse of themselves on national radio. Congratulations, Dominic.
Thank you very
well
much.
Well done, Toby. It really is beautiful. You may now leave and kill yourself.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow, Carrie sings the theme to Littlest Hobo.
Okay, stand by, boys. We're on intake now.
Roger.
You better be reading my name tag, Frank.
I noticed your initials were double D.
Just the good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
Jesse, I might just have to warm some up for you.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Oh,
that's the saddest bit, isn't it? The fact that he's overdubbed harmonies.
The day they were born.
Also, people saying that actually Toby Seeley isn't 28 and is more like 35.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. That's the word on the street.
He'd be a liar.
Lots of nice reaction, though, to that version.
Really?
Yeah, that was so funny, says Lisa on the text. I liked it, says Special Project Stew. Doms of Hazard, absolutely brilliant. Toby sounds like Eugene when he talks. And that was brilliant. Yeehaw. And various other things that, you know, all very complimentary.
Oh, see, Toby's got to go back to the Newsbeat office next week and do a normal week. Mm. You know, every so often he gets his 15 minutes of fame on this show. It's like they let him out to play. He just lets loose with genius things like that. It's the day they were born! Anyway. And some people are texting in, by the way, starting their message with the word news, with Reading and Leeds information for Dominic and Toby, so they can actually say something about the festival other than the same Marilyn Manson line they've been trotting out for the last few hours.
This is people that are there on the spot information.
Yeah, there are people who are there already. There are people who are waking up, getting packed, going to Reading or Leeds for the big festival. This is an opportunity to bring your tent and sleep out in the open that actually Rachel isn't doing this weekend. She's not going
to. Yes, I am.
Are you going to Reading or Leeds?
Yes, when? Reading today.
Wow.
This is your third festival.
In a hotel?
No, I'm camping.
She's camping.
I love it.
You did Glastonbury. You did some crazy Druid festival last week, didn't you?
I went to a festival called My Secret Garden last weekend, which was good.
Hippie!
My Secret Garden.
Hippie!
Apparently, right? Hippie! It had, like, sort of people playing banjos under trees and stuff, didn't it?
No, DJing up trees and stuff. It was good.
DJing up trees.
Well, there's a big tree and lots of people were dancing around the tree.
And the DJ was up in the tree when
there was a pagoda and people were... There was a kind of treehouse thingy.
Hippie. Wow.
And this weekend, it's camping. Again, I love it. Got my wellies and my cagoule.
Oh, God.
Camping in
But it's going to be sunny anyway, so it's fine.
I hope so. I hope this weekend's going to be nice.
It is. It's going to be all right. It's not going to rain, I don't think.
That's the worst thing about it is the fact that because we broadcast to virtually everywhere because of the internet, you get loads of emails from people in hot, sunny places. Hi, just emailing you guys. God, what a scorcher today. 99 degrees and, God, I'm sweating. Anyway, hope it's great where you are. Yeah, thanks very much. Cheers. We've had no summer this year at all. The weather's rubbish. So.
It hasn't been rubbish.
It has been rubbish.
Think about the 2 weeks we had off last. It was boiling.
That was nice, but it was 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I wasn't here. I was abroad.
You missed the sun.
I missed the two good weeks I was away.
It's not good enough.
Should we complain?
That'd be Michael Fish texting me. Hey, it's not my fault, dude. That's how he talks. Mm. Anyway, if you are going to the festival, have a good time and text us in some information about the festival that we don't already know and send it to 81199. Start your text with the word news.
And if you're not going,
yeah.
Colin and Edith are in Leeds today, this afternoon.
Wow.
And then Sarah Cox is there tomorrow, and Edith is doing her show on Sunday.
Wow.
What, bringing the spirit of the festival to the radio?
Yeah, and then the Matt Live has all the highlights from both festivals.
Wow. Yesterday I went to see Andy and Game and Noel Gallagher, Oasis, minus Liam. They were doing a session for Joe Wiley yesterday. We popped down and had a little look through the glass.
I heard it. It sounded excellent.
Had a great chat with Noel. Shall I tell you what we took? Shall I tell you how the conversation went? All right. Aren't you meant to be at work? I said, I finished work. I'm coming out to see you guys. All right. That was on the way in. And then on the way out, see you later, man. Are you all right? Yeah, I'm really busy. Bye. That was it. Me and Noel are like that. I don't know whether he had the, was in an arse or what. I don't know whether he's just moody or tired or...
You've not narked him, have you?
No, I don't think so.
He sounded quite sarky yesterday, but quite funny.
Very, very funny on the air.
He always sounds sarky, though.
And they did a couple of songs. They did the new single, The Importance of Being Idle, mm-hmm. and they did this, which we're about to play, in case you didn't hear it yesterday. And Joe said, what are you going to play for us? And he goes, I'm not going to tell you. You'll know after a couple of chords anyway. And then make some comment about somebody probably not knowing what it is. Anyway, enjoy this exclusively for Joe Wiley on Radio 1 yesterday. This is Oasis. Brilliant. Noel Gallagher and Andy and Gem.
Mm-hmm.
Gem. Baby. And Wonderwall.
Good, nice. That.
Yeah. Technically a cover of a cover.
Why? Because it's more like the Ryan Adams version.
Yeah. But it's good because he doesn't really do Wonderwall that much.
The thing is, actually, Noel is quoted as saying that he actually liked that Ryan Adams version. He didn't approve of that, which is probably why he's incorporated into that.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. That was great. There's more fascinating musical facts from Dave at the same time Tuesday on Radio 1 when he's got a great story about Mark Bolan. Just the good old boys. Simon Cowell's been on the phone, by the way.
Has he? Yeah.
Yeah. He's just laughing. And then he put it down.
Thank you very much.
After hearing you singing. Which we're going to play, by the way, every half hour.
I wouldn't... Well...
Every half hour.
I don't even need to do that.
All day today. Joe Wiley's already phoned up. She wants to play it.
Okay, stand by, boys. Give her an intake now.
Roger.
That's not me saying Roger.
How sad.
No, but still, it's all so sad. It is all so sad.
We had time to kill, do you know what I mean?
Two grown men in responsible jobs.
We're going to play na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Bit of Mark Ronson action.
Some Mark Ronson and Nate Dogg and Ghostface Killah Ooh Wee action. And Black Eyed Peas as well, coming up in just a sec. Just gone 7. No, it's not. Look at the time. It's just gone 8 o'clock.
Newcastle are about to land Deportivo La Coruña.
Whoa. Back up there, clown girl. We've been asking people to text in.
And we will have them in about 15 minutes.
Have you not got any hot, exclusive Reading and Leeds news from our listeners?
We'll have lots of, all packaged up nicely in about 15 minutes.
15 or half an hour?
Well, you know, within the next half hour.
Right, okay, great. Here's Carrie with a sport.
That's Clown Girl, apparently, with a sport.
I was going to call you baboon cheeks, but I thought I wouldn't.
Newcastle are about to land Deportivo La Coruña striker Albert Luque. The 27-year-old will fly over for a medical this morning and is expected to sign a 5-year deal for £9.5 million.
And for the last time this week, here's... Thank you. Here's yesterday's weather. Walton on the Naze was the warmest place to be yesterday with 20 degrees. Bingley had a bit of a nightmare yesterday, though. 14 millimetres of rain there.
Wow.
But in Pembrokeshire, that was the county to be. Tenby recording 12 hours of sunshine. We're off on Bank Holiday Monday, so to find out what the weather was like that day, tune in on Tuesday for yesterday's weather. It's 3 minutes past eight now.
Let's get your latest news at 1:30 with Regini Day, Dermot, not Marvin.
Fidey and Northern.
Lovely.
Still makes me laugh, but doesn't make me smile anywhere near as much as this does.
Okay, stand by, boys. We're on intake now.
Roger.
You better be reading my name tag, Frank.
I noticed your initials were double D.
Just the good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
Jesse, I might just have to warm some up for
me. Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Can I also ask as
He's
well?
He's doing a high pitch
phase. I need to play again from the beginning. Are you humming through it as well?
Yes. Now, the problem was...
Are these backing hums?
These are backing hums. We were going to do backing vocals, but we're not sufficiently good, so we just hum.
So what you're telling us is you didn't actually just sit there and just record it for a laugh. You actually sat down, thought about it,
when you said you had 20 minutes to kill...
Yeah, it did take 20 minutes.
You recorded the vocals, backing vocals, harmonies, and...
Hums.
Backing hums.
Yes.
Listen out for the hums, right? You got to listen out for them.
Okay, stand by, boys. Give her an intake now.
Right. By the way, Mickey deserves a slap for putting that fake distortion on the beginning as well.
I know, he does.
You better be reading my name tag, Frank.
I noticed your initials were double D.
Just the good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
Jesse,
you hear the humming?
It's all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straining the curve.
Don't you know you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day?
Flattening the hills.
ours as well.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
This is where it really takes off.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Throw your hands up.
I never get tired of hearing him say that.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
I think something bounced up into my undercarriage.
Just for good old boys.
I can't hear anymore. I'm really sorry. I just can't do it.
See, you know, 20 minutes out of your day.
Yep.
You're entertaining millions of people.
Or 20 minutes out of your day, a lifetime of embarrassment.
True story.
We should send you two clowns to that celebrity masterclass with Steve Goldstein.
No, we're fine.
What, to do a talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. I'd pay money to say that.
We're live across the UK to Portugal and Spain. The signal goes around the world and then goes round again. To Ireland, France, Australia, and even to the States. So every morning, all of us are international mates.
Right, a top classic from Mark Ronson. Ooh, we coming up, play it loud.
The Chris Moyle Show.
We got a lovely text message, but sadly he didn't say who it was from, which said, two thoughts on Dom and Toby's cover of the Dukes of Hazzard theme. Number one, now I know why Folk Face split up. Mm-hmm. And number two, my two-year-old daughter, Jessica, is in her car seat crying, I don't like it, I want some gorillas. So, you know, that would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Mm.
In case you missed it, boy oh boy, did you miss a treat and a half. It was Dominic, our newsreader, and Toby, the news editor, doing their version of the Dukes of Hazzard theme tune. But don't worry, we'll replay it every half hour today on Radio 1.
I like this big band sound.
Good. Right, so the podcast is now available for you to download and listen to when you're bored on the bus. Or you can just listen to it through your computer speakers when you're bored at work. bbc.co.uk/radio1, and you should see it on the homepage, or go to the Chris Morse pages, and download our brand new podcast. Or, if you've got an iPod and you've got all access to the music store, we're currently number one in the podcast chart.
Easy to find at the top of the pile.
Eat that, G from Pet. From Virgin. It's great. This is the download from the BBC. It's brilliant.
I've never heard it yet.
It's opening up our show to a whole new world of geeks. Hello. Hello. I might see if Dominic, because they're desperate to find some news about Reading and Leeds that no one else knows about. I wonder if it's worthwhile them interviewing my mum, who will be going again to the festival this weekend.
Is she there now?
No, she'll be at home.
All right.
Obviously. There's no point in her going. It doesn't really start till later. You know what I mean?
Oh, she might want to get a good spot.
Mate, she's AAAs.
Oh, is she?
It's access all areas.
Does she have stage access again this year?
You know what me and my mum's like? She can't do it. She wouldn't go if it was normal tickets.
AAA Vera.
She needs passes. I actually had to say to someone she needs passes. And they went, fine, not a problem. She's really looking forward to seeing Transplants and Bad Religion.
Incubus she's into as well, isn't she?
And she said to me, oh, Jesus, is it Marilyn Manson's last gig? And I went, well, I don't know, Mum. I think, he's brilliant. When Iron Maiden play, I said, it's all tonight, Mum, it's Friday night. Bring your daughter, run to the hills. And then Dad goes, so God love him. Oh, well, that runs out very quickly. Yeah. Anyway, it is Reading and Leeds. If you're going this weekend, have a good weekend. Also, it's the rugby as well going on.
It is.
So good luck to Leeds in the rugby.
Powergen Challenge Cup final in Cardiff, Leeds versus Hull.
There's no Hull versus Leeds.
They're both playing. I'll be pedantic on
them. Yes, Rachel. Oh, I'm sorry, you're not on.
Had an email about that.
Did
I was just going to say something else about it, but actually there's nothing else to say. A guy called Sean, who's a fellow Yorkshire man living in Buckinghamshire, wants you to mention the event, but you've done that now.
I've done that.
And there was another email from a guy called Kevin, who said, if you're going to Leeds, go and see a local band called Parmesan.
Parmesan?
Yeah.
Like the cheese?
What a crap name for a band.
Parmesan.
What a crap
actually, no.
name. What? Here
you
we go.
Daft
it's
cow.
Parisian.
What have you done?
Here we go. I feel... Oh.
Go on.
Harris, man.
There you go.
It's so embarrassing sometimes.
Good Lord, Rachel.
Parmesan, Paris man.
It's a good job we've got 3 days off because I really do need some sleep.
Give us that email.
I would like to see a band called Parmesan. There must be one somewhere.
Don't forget, by the way, Reading and Leeds Festival, the Poo Fighters are playing.
Oh, I do
apologize. And also the Queens of Leon. Razor Heavy.
And Kings of the Stone Age.
Yeah. Kings of the Ice Age are playing.
It's quite easily read as Parmesan.
No, it's not. It's just Paris Man.
Show it to me.
P A R I S M A N, Paris Man.
I was about to say, oh, well, they've spelt Parmesan wrong as well, but it's me being stupid.
I can't believe.
You're just making us sound small-time and amateurish, Rachel.
Hey, listen up. If there's anybody who's ever wanted to work in radio, we have an opening here on the Chris Moore Show for a producer. You can start as soon as you can.
Excellent.
Just literally turn up and be able to read Paris Man. And the job is yours.
This August bank holiday weekend, Radio 1 returns to the Reading and Leeds Festival. 3 days and nights of some of the world's biggest bands, including The Killers, Marilyn Manson, Foo Fighters, and Pixies. This morning from 10, Joe Wiley brings you the Reading and Leeds warm-up with festival favourites Elbow in Radio 1's Live Lounge. Then Colin and me, Edith, are live backstage from Leeds, bringing you the latest news from the site and some very special guests. It continues Saturday and Sunday with me and Coxie live from the festival. And on Bank Holiday Monday, Steve Lamack rounds up the weekend with the best performances, including Kasabian and Block Party. Go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 for all the details. The Reading and Leeds Festival, this August Bank Holiday weekend on Radio 1.
Radio 1. Radio 1.
A couple of people have texted in saying your mum is so going to be peed off because the transplants are not playing, apparently.
She will be gutted.
She'll be like this. Well, there's no point in going now, there, is there? Somebody saying, which part of Jamaica is your mum from, by the way? It's not funny. She's obviously not Jamaican. She's Irish, as you can tell, by that brilliant Dublin accent that I'm doing. So I just rang her very quickly during that and said, the transplants are not playing. Oh, Jesus, is there any point in going? A baby shambles on the bill. I said, yeah. Would they be playing? I said, yeah. She went, still no point in going. Roots Manoeuvre. I went, Roots Manoeuvre are playing. Great. I'll be off then. There. What she just said. It's a very quick conversation, even though that little trail was only 55 seconds long. Right, it's coming up to 8:03. We played this the other morning, and Rachel's been raving about it, and I like it. It's the new Kanye West record featuring Jamie Foxx.
I like this. This is the Gold Digger record.
Correct. There you go. I like that.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Kanye West.
Can you dig it?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Foxx and Gold Digger. And Rachel's just walked into the studio with some Kanye West albums and a T-shirt, apparently.
Is that the one with the bear on the front?
It's the world's largest T-shirt. It'll even be too big for you, Chris. Me and you could both fit in it.
It's not. It's got a teddy bear on the front.
Mm.
What's that about?
Because on his album.
Yeah, go on.
There's the same picture.
Hello, where have you gone?
There's the same picture.
What, the teddy bear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a good album. I scooted through it last night.
You look a bit simple, though, walking down the street in a huge T-shirt with a big teddy bear on the front.
Is that for me, that
yes,
album?
Yes, it is.
Should we just give it away?
Well, I think you could do, or you can have a listen to
give
it.
Give one of them
away.
To Zane.
But Rachel's just giving it to me. I can't just give it straight to Zane.
Why?
You could probably buy one.
It's collecting.
Should I give it away, then?
Yeah.
Is it out yet, this album?
I think it's out next week, I think. I'll have to check.
Well, let's give it away.
Okay.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Okay. If you want to win the new Kanye West album, this is an impromptu giveaway. All you got to do is tell me something about him. 08700 100 100. Tell me something about Kanye West, and that necessarily needs to be true. And our favourite one will win the album.
Brilliant.
Do you like that?
Hmm.
08700 100 100. You got to tell me something about him. You know, a couple of tracks, a couple of facts about him, maybe. And you could win the album. Brilliant. Do you like that?
He's very clever, yeah.
See? I just made that up.
You don't need production meetings, do you, on this show?
No. thank God for that.
It's truly organic, isn't it?
Why have you given me the Golf Rap album as well?
I thought you might like it. It's good, that is.
And the Roll Deep album.
Yeah, haven't listened to that one. Came in this morning.
Living at 22 Heartache Avenue. Oh, okay. There's a track called Bus Stop on there. Drinking pop at the bus stop. And other great tracks. There you go, lovely.
Give them all to Zane, couldn't you?
I'll be checking that out a little bit later on this morning, obviously. Yeah. Driving around on the bank holiday weekend, checking out my Roll Deep.
Some tunes on your stereo with the windows down.
I might listen to the Kanye West album and then pop it in the post on Tuesday. Yeah.
Brilliant. Rolling in your rag top with your tunes a-pumping.
Yeah, whatever. 08700 100 100 call now with your facts about Kanye West. It's magic numbers and a big melting pot of musical fun and Love Me Like You on Radio 1. Kanye West album is here. I will give it away to somebody who tells me a couple of interesting things about Kanye West that don't necessarily need to be true. He eats fish fingers, chips and beans before every gig, says Mark in Norwich.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. He's actually from Cornwall, says Lindsay from Southampton. Ashley Lynn says he's a crazy fool. Daniel Robinson from Boston says he's my long-lost brother. Oliver says he plays the flute. And many people say he's related to John West of the Tuna fame.
That's my favourite fact.
Yeah. Do you like that one so far?
Mm.
If you have any facts about him and you want to win the album, give us a ring, 08700 100 100.
It's just the phrase Tuna fame, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll play Destiny's Child and the muchly loved Kaiser Chiefs with I Predict a Diet, which apparently the Kaiser Chiefs have heard and like.
Do they?
Yeah, but I was told that from Rob and Dylan Anglo, and obviously you can't trust what they say. Morning, boys. Just going to 8:31. This is Radio 1,
live. As promised, we have colour, reaction and gossip from what's happening live down at the sites at Reading and Leeds. Here are some callers who called in and we recorded them.
I'm in the queue for silence at the moment, down at Reading, and there's this huge fat bloke running around Peter's tent, mooning in the door of the tent.
Hi, Dom. This is Jeff. I went to Maiden on Sunday in Reading. My brother-in-law Simon's in charge of all the toilets there, if anyone knows, in charge of what goes on in that sort of part of the business. Having a great time. Cheers.
My name's James. I'm at the Leeds Festival. I'm here at the toilets. They're just a little bit minging already.
Hi, Don. It's Lloydie. On our way to Reading. I've heard there's a clean knicker store there, so that might be good news for Rachel. OK, bye.
Those were people. They spoke to us. Thank you.
Genius.
Thanks.
Your mother, welcome. Right, Kanye West, then. Should we take some calls?
Yep.
All right. Oh, we want some facts about Kanye West to win his brand-new album. Choose in line, Dominic.
Seven.
Seven it is. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Is that Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. Is it possible I can win the Kanye West album?
Yeah, give me a fact about him.
It's got Jamie Foxx on that single you just played.
Yeah, it's not good enough. Not good enough fact. Sorry.
Okay, mate.
It's got to be good. It's got to be decent.
Something that we don't already know.
Radio 1, hello.
Hiya, sorry to bother you. I'm just ringing up about Kanye West.
Right.
And he's black.
Right.
And his favourite lyric from Late Registration is, "Why is everything that's supposed to be bad make me feel so good?"
Right, okay.
That's quite a nice fact.
Yeah.
It is.
It's not good enough, though, I don't think.
Why not?
Because it's not.
Please, I'm...
Bye.
Radio 1, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I've got a fact.
About Kanye West?
Yes.
All right, tell us.
He's had some surgery on his jaw.
What? He had surgery on his jaw?
Yeah.
I like that.
I think he had his jaw wired or something, and he paid in cash because he didn't have any insurance or that, something like that.
That is brilliant. Dave, what do you think?
I think it's okay, but I still think we need more.
I think we can do better. I'm sorry. God love you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
There you go. Sorry, well, we need more. Call now, 08700 100 100. We want your facts about Kanye West, but they don't necessarily need to be true.
Just interesting.
Yeah, just interesting. Call now.
I've got some more for you here, right? He used to play Carlton in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, says Barry in Oxford.
Did he?
Kanye West was named after the Grand Canyon due to the unusual angular nature of his face, says Simon in Leeds. His dad is Lenny Bennett, says an unknown texter. And Kanye West was raised by birds and lives in a nest, says Trev in a truck.
Wow, when he left college, he taught dolphins how to swim. He freed squirrels. I once beat him in a game of knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
His real name is, can you tell
what it
me
is,
the
yes?
way to Western Supermarket? Where was the one that you had, Rach?
Kanye West's sister was the first person to ride naked on a camel from Land's End to John O'Groats. Fact, that's from Dave in Hereford.
Wow. So far, I think it's the Grand
Canyon.
Yeah, I like that. Another one.
Oh, yeah?
He used to be a town crier, but couldn't do oh, yay, oh, yay, so did Kanye instead.
Right, that's rubbish.
I like that.
That is rubbish. Well, should we just do it now?
I think it's a toss-up between the Tuna Man, and so to speak, and also Grand Canyon.
All right, well, the length of the next record, and then that's it. Don't bother ringing.
Either Leon Brown from Warsaw or Simon in Leeds.
Or should we just choose one winner now?
Yeah, I think choose one now. Not worth dragging it out, is it?
I did just say call now, though, and but then I can't be asked.
I think it's Simon from Leeds because we had quite a few calls about the tuna, so it wasn't an original one.
So it's the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
I'll go for Grand Canyon.
Give it
Canyon.
Him, then.
Yeah.
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 Congratulations, badass. You've won a cover of the album.
Hey!
It's not out until Monday, I presume. Kanye West, the album is called Late Registration. And there you go. And on the front, there's a teddy bear.
And you'll have it 3 days before your mates.
Pardon?
What? Simon?
No, they won't.
Why?
Well, it's gonna...
comes out on... Actually, no, by the time we've posted
Bank Holiday Monday.
Probably won't go out till Wednesday, will it?
By the time we've posted it, it'll be on to another round.
Ravings are really not funny. Check to see if I have money. Kebab and some sauce that is runny. Don't think I can carry on further. I'm needing a Coke and a burger. For fries I've become a goat herder. A higgity gurdy a la. La 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 la. I predict a diet. Oh, my clothes are no longer to fit me, because I'm becoming a fatty. I tell my white waistline Birkins, I'm looking like Christopher Biggins. Need to get me some exercise. Stop dreaming lots about large fries. Head in the gym and start running to burn some more calories. La 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 la. I predict a diet. I predict a diet. I predict a diet. And if you really can't see your feet, then you gotta stop munching on me. Carry on further. I'm needing a Coke and a burger. For
Tries to become a goat herder. A diggity goody a la 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 to be supersized. I predict a diet. I predict a diet. I predict a diet. I predict a diet.
Check it.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
8:47.
My mum heard that the other day, right? And she goes, I was listening to that Kaiser Chiefs record, and I was in the car and I was thinking, there's something different about this. It doesn't sound the same.
Really?
Yeah. She goes, there's something different about this track.
It's better?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think she thought it was both different and better.
Right.
And she liked it.
Has your mum heard it, Rach?
She probably has, actually. She's probably listening now, so I should think so. I can ask her. I can phone her up later and see if she...
I'd love that.
We could give her a call now.
I'd love that.
It's probably not her kind of thing. She did appreciate Cliff last week, by the way, though.
I'm just hoping that Simon Cowell has heard it and is thinking about signing me up, because, let's be honest, I could probably sell as many copies.
Steve Brookstein.
Well, yeah. I'd love Steve.
Simon Cowell doesn't listen to the show, though, does he?
No, even when we biked over the show on CD every day for about a fortnight.
This is a true story, by the way. This isn't a joke.
This is absolutely true.
We would dub off the show onto CD, and we'd label it all up nicely. Jocelyn would put a proper label on and put it in a little folder and then put it in a jiffy bag and bike it round to his house in West London.
Yeah. And not once did he bother replying or say that he's listened to the CDs.
Well, we've asked to see if he wants to come on the show again.
Right.
Because obviously, because of X Factor, so well, maybe in a few months' time when they get the finals.
He won't come on the show just because he likes it, though, will he?
He was good last time on the show, wasn't he? Because he did a critique of ghetto life.
So, no, I don't think... he didn't. Because he said it was rubbish, and he was just playing a character of Simon Cowell.
Playing Mr. Nasty.
Because how you can say that, you're my baby, I really love you, I know that our love will always be true. Yeah. How he can say those lyrics were twee is beyond me.
And he thought that my rapping was a bit rubbish as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Chuck Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta bring him back, actually.
Check it out.
Oh, was that a bit of rapping there?
Oh, no. Right. I was just freestyling.
Do you know who you could team up with?
Who?
Roll Deep.
Really? Roll Deep and Chuck Eyes?
Yeah. I think that'd be brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah. Where you living, Dave?
Oh, 22 Heartbreak Boulevard.
Right.
Avenue.
So you're no good ad-libbing. You need a script.
22
really.
Heartbreak Avenue.
You're like that rapper from Leeds in the first series of X Factor. That rubbish guy. Yeah, man. I mean, your face, like a chase of like down a street. Yeah, I'm neat.
There we go.
Well done, by the way, if you got your GCSE results yesterday. If you screwed them up, or you did better than you thought, the exam helpline is open from 9 o'clock this morning. It's 0808 108 8000. Rob DJ's daughter, by the way, 10 GCSEs yesterday.
So there you go. Very good. Well done, you.
So congratulations, my darling. 0808 108 8000. If you want to phone up and get some advice on your exam results. What?
9 o'clock.
I just said that.
Oh, that's okay then.
10 minutes time.
Yeah. Just reminding everybody.
What, since the 10 seconds ago that I said it?
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, very important, the lines are open at 9 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm. 10 minutes time.
You messed that bit out there, Rach.
The lines open at 9 o'clock.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Right, 9 o'clock it is, then.
Chris?
Yeah?
9 o'clock.
Got it.
Did you do GCSEs?
What?
Did you do GCSEs?
Yep.
Did you?
Yep. Brilliant. Right.
We all did one this year. Remember, I got an A.
Oh, that's when they marked me down and gave me a D, didn't they, for a joke?
What did I get?
D.
Did I? I wasn't into exams. I, you know... thing is, I'm more just common sense than general knowledge.
Hands on, you aren't you?
Yeah. I wasn't, you know. I found exams. I wasn't very good in an exam situation. You know.
I just sit there and daydream.
There's a thing in the newspaper today. How stupid is this? Talking about all the people who passed their GCSEs, and once again the figures are good and people have done very well, and it goes, well, why don't you judge for yourself to see if they're too easy? And they've put some questions in. Now, is it just me? But, you know, that's not really fair, is it? So a 44-year-old lorry driver going, right, let's see if they are... Yeah, these are way too... These are exams for, like, 16-year-olds.
Have you got the questions?
If you can fill, I'll do it.
Because the thing is, I actually found, when we redid those GCSEs, well, a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. wasn't it? And I thought that now, with being a much older person, I would find it easier than when I was actually 15 or whatever age I was.
See, that applied to me because I did the civilization studies and that was a lot more to do with life, but yours was maths.
Okay, got it. So
mine was a proper subject. What are the questions then?
Okay, what's A star, by the way? What's that?
That's one above an A.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, the A star minus C, maths pass rate. Whatever that means.
A star to C, surely.
Must be.
Not minus C, that'd be algebra.
Okay. This is the highest for 5 years. Our exam's too easy. Make your own mind up by tackling the specimen question from exam board OCR's intermediate maths paper, where pupils can achieve a maximum of grade B. Write down the next two terms of the sequence.
Hang on, let me get my paper. I love sequences.
Oh, God.
Good at these now.
See, this is for 16-year-olds, Dave. You're in your 30s.
Come on, then.
Write down the next two terms of this sequence.
Yep.
21.
Uh-huh.
15.
Mm.
9.
Yep.
Question mark.
Oh, I won't be able to do this. I'm rubbish at math.
Can I just say, that is... You can look at that and guess what that is.
I know.
Yeah.
I think it is... the next one is... 21 is 7 threes.
Just what's the answer? 21, 15, 9, something,
is it
something.
3, and then 0? Have you
one.
Got to do both?
There you go, so Dave would have got that wrong.
Is it 1, the last one?
No.
Two.
No.
3.
No.
Oh, 6.
No.
No, 9.
No. Are you kidding me?
21
yes.
is 7 threes, 15 is 5 threes, 9 is 3 threes. 3 is 1, 3.
So what's your pattern?
Yeah, well, they're descending but skipping one out.
Okay, 21, 15, 9.
Yeah.
So if you're working up, how do you get from 9 to 15?
What do you mean? Well, 15 is 5 threes and 9 is 3 threes.
Right, okay, right. Or you could do it this way. 21, 15, 9. So you could say it's going up in sixes.
It's going down in sixes.
All right, down in sixes. So it was 21 and 15, then 9. The next number will be...
3.
Okay, and the number...
-3.
-3.
Well, yeah, but it depends which way you do the sequence, because
No, that's the sequence, man! Listen,
because I could also argue that then it's a sequence which goes down, and then up, and then down. So the next one could be 9, and then it could be 15, and then 21.
Well, but you're wrong.
But that is a sequence.
Oh, man, you're wrong.
Next one.
There are blue, red, and yellow discs in a bag.
Yeah.
When a disc is picked out at random,
yeah.
The probability of it being red...
1 in 3.
The probability of it being red is 0.4. The probability of it being blue is 0.3.
Yeah.
What is the probability of picking a yellow disc?
Do you know, I couldn't do probability. I left that out on the last GCSE question paper.
There are 60 discs in the bag. Work out how many of them are red.
Yeah, but the thing is, you need the yellow probability answer in order to do the next bit. This is why I stuffed up, because if you get the first bit wrong, you can't do the rest of the question.
What? Look, seriously, man.
What is
blue, that? Blue, red and yellow discs in a bag.
Yeah, 0.3 for blue, right. 0.4
no,
for red.
No, listen, no! Look, this is what... You've got to read the question before you start working out your answer. But you said 16-year-olds are cleverer than you.
You said
well,
that
no,
bit.
Because you can't. Listen, look.
You said that
there
bit.
Are blue, red, and yellow discs in a bag. Have I told you how many of each there are?
No.
There might be one red, there might be 48 blue, and there might be 116 yellows.
But you already
so
said...
So the probability isn't 1 in 3, is it?
No, but you already said that the probability of picking out a red was 0.4, and the probability of picking out a blue was 0.3. You said that earlier on.
Right.
Which means that then I'm producing... You know, you've got to deduce how many yellows... I don't know.
Rachel's hurt herself.
I think we should play another record.
What's the probability of picking a yellow disc?
I don't know.
There are 60 discs in the bag. Work out there how many of them are red.
Well,
you know what?
0.4 is slightly less than a half. 25?
It's actually 24.
You see? I'm not quite as stupid as you think, Rachel.
It wasn't a bad guess, Dave.
And
really.
Then it'd be 20 blues, because that's 0.3, that's a third. Hang on. Ooh, I've got this. 20 plus 24 is 44 minus 60, 14 as a... 0.05.
An answer to the Daily Star's question, are they too easy? Answer, no. Great. Right, let's rhythm digitals there.
Nice
old
mix.
Les. And jack your body, which might...
Quickly, is the probability of yellow 0.25?
No. Right, OK, so, TD Sling Dave, how do you get to today's TDs from yesterday's? Feeder and come back around.
The bass player from Feeder is called Taka and is from Japan. Japan is a country that invented sushi. Sushi is eaten raw, and Raw Like Sushi was the title of an album by Nena Cherry. Nena Cherry originally did 7 Seconds with Usenador, although he did it this year at Live 8 with Dido. Dido is the brother of Rolo. No, he's not. Dido has a brother called Rolo, who's sort of in Faithless with Maxi Jazz and Sister Bliss, who's, along with the rest of Faithless, were at my 30th birthday party. Birthday parties only happen once a year, a bit like Easter and Bonfire Night. Bonfire Night is a celebration of the death of Guy Fawkes, who I think tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament. The H from Houses and the P from Parliament provide the H and the P in HB Sauce, which is brown. Brown Girl in the Ring was a big hit for Boney M. If you were to allocate a number to every letter of the alphabet using the order in which they appear, with A being number 1 and Z being number 26, then the M, as in Boney M, would be number 13. 13 is a prime number, a bit like 11 and 7. 7 is a number of hills that surround the city of Edinburgh, and if you were into running or fell walking and wanted to run towards the hills, you'd have to quite literally run to the hills, which links us cleverly to Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden.
1 minus 0.4 and 0.3 equals what? Don't worry.
0.3.
Let's find it.
0.3?
Correct.
Yeah, because 0.4 plus 0.3 is 0.7. Take that away from 1, leaves you 0.3.
Yeah. So that's the probability. Your answer.
Well, you're not 0.25 was closer. Oh,
this is not the right answer, Dave.
Half a mark.
Oh.
Class. Now that's a rock and roll ending.
Cue of 50,000 people going nuts tonight in Leeds if they do that.
A special Reading and Leeds headline special, tedious link, topical special one.
Headline, Leeds, Reading. Brilliant. And one of Alan's favourite tracks, Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills.
Do you know what? That's not as bad as I remember it when it first came out.
Do you remember that when it first came out?
I think so.
What year was that?
82.
You were moshing to that, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Wow. And he's got so many Eddie t-shirts.
Mm.
He's got more than anyone I've ever met. How many have you got, like 14, 15 Eddie shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I'll buy you a T-shirt this weekend.
Really? Will you get me an Eddie T-shirt?
Shall I get you all? Yeah. I'll see what there is. I'll buy you some T-shirts this weekend.
I got an Eddie candle when Slaughter came out.
Did you?
Yeah. Fascinating, isn't it?
Mm.
Right, we're going to do a little bit more of Les because we chopped into it and we like it. And then we're going to do Ramble, right?
Wicked.
There he is, there's Les. Alan, just show Dave that thing. Just show it. Can you show it to him? Don't explain it, just show it to him.
Okay.
Dave, look at
this,
me.
Dave,
look at me, right? This is something he was showing us the other night in the pub, Alan, right? This is magic. This is his pet slug. Right? Don't say anything, Ray. It's just.
Dave.
Right, you can watch Alan now. Watch.
This is brilliant.
Woo! Check that out, Dave!
You don't look impressed.
It's a magnet.
It's more than just a magnet.
It's more... Right, do you think that's impressive?
No.
Right.
Can I explain what...
Do you think magnets can be fun?
Sometimes.
Right, okay.
Look, they're good with iron filings.
You begin to be eating your words, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now you look more impressed.
He should be on Brainiac, you.
I right. know.
Can I have one, Alan? Can I have one? Oh, hang on. Let's do Ramble first. How's time the show? It's a bit where Dave's going to say.
Let's get ready to ramble.
Okay, can I have one of them, please? Oh, thank you.
Just to describe.
Give the other magnet to Dave. Yeah, okay. Just put it in front of you on that on that book there, Dave.
Even I like these.
Yeah.
On the what? On the book?
On the book in front of you. Right, you explain to him.
Right, what?
You know, your little toys.
What they are. They're two pod-like magnets that are very, very strong.
Do you know what? They're the same shape as... Do you remember those jackets at school with the little...
Toggles.
Yes. Toggle fasteners.
Yes.
They're like the toggle fasteners off a toggle...
They're a kid's toy, basically.
What are you doing?
They were sent to me for my birthday, and they're supposed to be like alien spaceships, but really, to us adults, it's just magnets.
They're just magnets.
But it's just great fun.
And we sat in the pub the other night, and Aled had hours of fun showing people.
It's brilliant.
I find magnets quite clever, actually.
They are, aren't they?
Show them the hand.
The hand.
The hand.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay, put it on my hand.
Put what?
Put the magnet on.
So, what you're going to do is you're going to put the magnet on top of Chris's hand.
As I'm doing.
And then, because they're so strong, put the other magnet underneath his hand, and they stay. They stick together. So, and Chris was able to make him walk up and down his arm and everything.
So, if I do the pants trick like you. If I was. Well, you know what I mean. If I put one of these. Orbs into my pants.
That's what I was doing.
Trousers.
In the pocket of my jeans.
Yes. Yeah. And the other one outside. You can make it.
You can make it look like a little slug. Do you like that? Nacy, now you're loving it. Now you're having magnet fun.
But actually, the highlight of the night for me was when we put one of those in Rachel's boyfriend's shirt pockets. Just occasionally, Rachel would hover it towards his shirt and he'd have this boob grow. But then go back down the whole evening. That was so funny.
I know, Dave's
no, but you need a pocket.
By the way.
No, look, dude, try it with.
So you just put it under your shirt, Dave?
Dave, try it with my pouch.
Pardon? I don't want to go near your pouch.
Give it here. Look, try this. Right, do it now.
Can I just explain as well, because this is radio after all, Rachel's pouch, for those that don't realise, is on the front of her sweatshirt. It's where you put
hoodie.
Both your hands.
It's a pocket on the front of the hoodie.
Try it.
Right, carry on.
Try it.
You're listening to Radio 1. Who says we're dumbing down the BBC? Not me.
It's like Alien.
I might buy some more of those, actually. I'm sure more would be fun.
Do you know, I didn't like physics, but magnets were probably my favourite bit.
Yeah. Problem, right? Two things I found, because they're so powerful. I'll be sat at my desk, and my keys will start travelling across the desk towards my pocket, and also on the tube.
What we want to do, we want to get a crash helmet made out of a magnet, and then we want to get the world's biggest magnet and put it at the end of Great Portland Street and see if we can literally suck Alan all the way down the road. If that came out
wrong. Yeah, but you know what I mean. Using the force of magnetism.
I wondered why the other night when I suggested that to you, I am well up for that. Yeah. Now I understand. Right, a lot of love, by the way, for the Iron Maiden track on Tedious Link.
Well, that's good. It's the first time you've ever featured Iron Maiden on Tedious Link, to my knowledge.
Someone's saying, why don't you play more tracks from Reading and Leeds lineup? Or are you bound by the Radio 1 playlist? By no playlist, my friend.
We're musical mavericks. Where the link goes, nobody knows. And we will not be told by anybody.
Here is the lineup for Reading and Leeds in no particular order. Iron Maiden, Foo Fighters, Pixies, Killers, Kings of Leon, Marilyn Manson, Incubus, Razorlight, Queens of the Stone Age, Coral, Charlatans, Iggy and the Stooges, Elbow, Dinosaur Jr., Rouge Bonova, Graham Coxon, Wedding Present, Jimmy Bad Things, Kasabian, Black Rebel Mudsucker, Lemon Jelly, Milo, Tears, Baby Shambles, Block Party, Future Heads, no transplants though, which we've already heard this morning. Yeah. So do you know what we should do? We should do a special golden hour that is all Reading and Leeds related.
Wow. That's a great impromptu idea.
To kick off Radio 1's coverage this weekend.
How do you like them apples?
That would be great, wouldn't it?
So no car park catchphrase, but yes to 49 minutes, by the news and ads, of great Reading and Leeds music. Are you up for that, Alan?
Absolutely.
No time for tittle-tattle. It's a Reading and Leeds golden hour. Ah, love it. Kings of Leon, every time you fired up FIFA on the odd Xbox, you used to hear that.
Really?
A million times, I still remember. Right, have a great bank holiday weekend, unless you're in Scotland, just have a great weekend. Joe is next with Elbow in the Live Lounge. Good luck to Leeds. Have a good weekend. Goodbye! Tuesday from 7. Tuesday!